A reading from Luke 19:11-19. When they were listening to this, he went on to tell them a parable, because he was near Jerusalem, and the people thought that the kingdom of God was going to appear at once. He said, "A man of noble birth went to a distant country to have himself appointed king, and then to return. So he called 10 of his servants and gave them 10 minas. 'Put this money to work,' he said, 'until I come back.' But his subject hated him and sent a delegation after him to say, 'We don't want this man to be our king.' He was made king, however, and returned home. Then he sent for the servants to whom he had given the money in order to find out what they had gained with it. The first one came and said, 'Sir, your mina has earned 10 more.' 'Well done, my good servant,' his master replied. 'Because you have been trustworthy in a very small matter, take charge of 10 cities.' The second came and said, 'Sir, your mina has earned 5 more.' His master answered, 'You take charge of 5 cities.'"
Now, we've broken this parable into two parts, so we're not going to finish it today. But what's unusual about this story is, and I just want to try to get at how one should read a parable. Is it a one-to-one comparison, or is exactly what is it? But here we have the early part of the story is that the man is going to go off, and the people don't like him, and they don't accept him as king, yet he is appointed king. How are we to read that? Is that Jesus talking about himself or something else?
There's a subtle reference here to himself of whether people are going to respond to his kingship, but it's really not the main point of the parable. And I haven't studied this in passage in depth to come into this recording, but my guess is that Luke has assimilated two of the parables together.
Huh.
Because there's the one parable about the king being rejected and his son being rejected. And
right,
when he sent to him. And then there's the parable about what you're going to do with the talents or the minas that are given you. I get a feeling that Luke, in pulling his gospel together, has brought two of Jesus' teachings into one place. The whole point of the parable that Jesus is saying here is you have been given something to steward in your life, and you're going to have to give an account of your stewarding. So the underlying principle here is, how are you going to invest what God has given you, whether it's time, talent, treasure, and all these things? And you immediately see from the first two people that respond that Jesus honors fruitfulness, that we end up being good stewards of what God gives us along the way.
Yeah, that actually, what you just said, which probably some people listening to this will contradict, but I like that idea, that because I was troubled by this entire passage, and we'll do the second half of it tomorrow, but it seems to be wrapped around something that's very different than the traditional stewardship parable, which shows up in some of the other gospels as well.
Right, and so what has happened is, remember, Luke is dealing with the traditions that have been passed down, the stories that Jesus has told that they're continuing to tell, and some things that would have been written down by this point when Luke is putting together his gospel. And in hearing stories, he's brought two different pieces. But the whole point of the parable is, what kind of stewards will we be with what God has given us?